live today.
I wanted to say a few words this morning about the passing of an extraordinary leader, Senator Edward Kennedy. Over the past several years, I've had the honor to call Teddy a colleague, a counselor, and a friend. And even though we have known this day was coming for some time now, we awaited it with no small amount of dread. Since Teddy's diagnosis last year, we've seen the courage with which he battled his illness. And while these months have no doubt been difficult for him, they've also let him hear from people in every corner of our nation and from around the world just how much he meant to all of us. His fight has given us the opportunity we were denied when his brothers John and Robert were taken from us, the blessing of time to say thank you and goodbye. The outpouring of love, gratitude, and fond memories to which we've all borne witness is a testament to the way this singular figure in American history touched so many lives. His ideas and ideals are stamped on scores of laws and reflected in millions of lives. In seniors who know new dignity, in families that know new opportunity, in children who know education's promise, and in all who can pursue their dream in an America that is more equal and more just, including myself. The Kennedy name is synonymous with the Democratic Party, and at times Ted was the target of partisan campaign attacks. But in the United States Senate, I can think of no one who engendered greater respect or affection from members of both sides of the aisle. His seriousness of purpose was perpetually matched by humility, warmth, and good cheer. He could passionately battle others and do so peerlessly on the Senate floor for the causes that he held dear, and yet still maintain warm friendships across party lines. And that's one reason he became not only one of the greatest senators of our time, but one of the most accomplished Americans ever to serve our democracy. His extraordinary life on this earth has come to an end. An extraordinary good that he did lives on. For his family, he was a guardian. For America, he was a defender of a dream. I spoke earlier this morning to Senator Kennedy's beloved wife, Vicky, who was to the end such a wonderful source of encouragement and strength. Our thoughts and prayers are with her, his children Kara, Edward, and Patrick, his stepchildren Curran and Caroline, the entire Kennedy family, decades worth of his staff, the people of Massachusetts, and all Americans who, like us, love Ted Kennedy.
Often called the Lion of the Senate, Ted Kennedy. It happened we were on the last show of America Tonight. Now people reacting to it, including President Obama. So there is bipartisan kinds of salutes and accolades, despite some of the vicious battles back and forth with the Democrats, particularly Ted Kennedy, and the Republicans over many, many decades and many, many different issues. We'll dive further into that and hear what some other people had to say. Plus, we're going to talk with somebody who was instrumental in putting an excellent piece together for the History Channel on the moon, and you know how I'm fascinated by the moon. We're going to talk about that as well coming up in another 15 minutes. But first, let's go to Easy Ticket Mike to talk a little sports. He is a ticket broker. You can go to easy-ticket.com. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Let's dive into it. I'm going to go to, of course, this is a national show, and I've been to most of the stadiums across the U.S. I feel pretty fortunate to say that. I'm going to go to the Cowboys' new stadium. I'm going to be in a suite on Saturday as they take on San Francisco. And I hear the sound is a little bit to be desired or has a little bit to be desired, but I'll be curious to see what it's like to actually see a game there.
Well, if they don't hit the big screen again with a punt, we're fine.
No kidding. So it is the preseason, and, you know, to me, the preseason, there's not much to talk about. You're seeing maybe some of the people that might make it in, that might have a different role on a team or two, but it's just too early to get a handle on anything, don't you think?
Yeah, I look at preseason, you know, not being much of anything. I look for, like Philadelphia, they're 0-2 in the preseason right now. I was saying that if they go 0-4, they're probably a shoe-in for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no kidding. And to emphasize, you have tickets to any of these games across the United States, right?
Yeah, we've got you know, preseason tickets, but we mainly have season tickets and some really choice seats for some really fantastic games. You know, we concentrate, you know, kind of on the Dallas, Fort Worth, and Texas area, but we've got, you know, tickets in Giant Stadium. We've got tickets in East Rutherford. We've got tickets for pretty much any game out there.
All right, excellent. And college football, a little bit sooner, they start next week. Hard to believe that we're going to be talking about college football. I love college football. I mean, across the board, you can talk about any conference. And, of course, Florida came out of the gate number one. I don't think that's a surprise that the Gators achieved that, you know, for the polls that are already out. It's always interesting to see what happens in the first couple of weeks, and it'll be interesting to see ultimately who gets to that national title game. I mean, we could throw out predictions, but it's almost the same thing. You know who the powerhouses are, but it's too early to tell, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Like this next week, Thursday starts the regular season for college football. There's one big game then. It's we're looking at. Well, the biggest game then is Boise State and Oregon. They're number 14 and 16 ranked right now. But Saturday, the Crimson Tide will be visiting the Hokies in from Virginia Tech. And, I think that just might be the first upset we see in the year. I'm looking for maybe Virginia Tech to beat the Crimson.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, baseball, we're running out of time, but we're in the thick of it there. We keep talking about that every single week. It's the same characters, the Phillies, the Dodgers, et cetera, the Yankees. But for people who could care less about sports who are listening, concert tickets are always available. So Kiss is touring again. You mentioned that. I remember seeing Kiss when I was like 14 with a little nephew. Britney Spears, Metallica. So it's a wide range of acts, right?
Oh yeah, there's a slew of different concerts out and about. A lot of country western groups, heavy metal, rap stars. I mean, there's anything that you want, we can find tickets for you and get you some really choice seats. But there's tremendous number of things for both concerts and any game that you want.
All right, so go to easy-ticket.com, and if you haven't been to a concert in a while, might be the chance to go and see Metallica or Kiss or some of the other acts that are out there. Mike, you have a great week.
You too, Kate.
Thanks. Talk to you next week. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the moon. Rod Pyle has was instrumental. He was the writer-producer of Modern Marvels, Apollo 11, on the History Channel. Do you remember watching that? It's funny, I can remember watching that, so I'm psyched to have him on. That's next on ATN.
Part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $946.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $973.69, $486.85 for a half ounce, or $243.42 for the quarter ounce. That's $973.69, $486.85, and $243.42.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control.
Okay, so how many people remember tuning in on the History Channel to Modern Marvels Apollo 11? I was like glued to that show. The writer, the producer of that, Rod Pyle, joins us now. He knows just about everything, as they say, and anything that you would want to know about the space program. Ooh, what a pleasure it is to have him here. Let's usher him in from the green room. Hey, Rod, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
What a build-up. Thank you.
So let's start there, actually. It really was. It was so well done. When you get that tap from the History Channel, of course, you know, you have the degree from the big school, and you've got a bunch of books, certainly, on the subject. I mean, you know this area, right? But still, it's got to be pretty cool to get that deal with the History Channel, write it, put it together, and then watch it unfold. What was that like for you? Was that like giving birth?
It's a lot of fun. I don't know what it's like to give birth because I haven't tried it yet. I'll leave that to you. But no, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, I'd probably do it for free, but I try not to let them know that because I'm sure they'd take advantage of it.
What did you find out about Apollo 11 that you didn't know when you were doing all the research?
That's a really fabulous question. What I found out for that show was that shortly after they made that harrowing landing, where they had somewhere between 17 and 30 seconds of fuel left, depending on how you read the gauge. They were sitting there. They were down. Everybody had relaxed. And then at Mission Control, they noticed pressure building up on a gauge, and they realized there was an ice plug in one of the fuel lines in the lunar module, and pressure was building up. And if it didn't relieve itself pretty quickly, they could have a catastrophic explosion. But they kept it very quiet. And after a little bit of time, the residual heat in the engine melted it and it went away. But it certainly was never mentioned by Walter Cronkite. So
yeah, no kidding.
35 years later, you know.
Yeah. In all of, you know, in the books you've written and the research you've done and just I'm assuming that you always were interested in NASA and space flight and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure you've met a bunch of the different astronauts. Who's the coolest guy that you ever met of everybody in the program?
You know, it's a split between Charlie Duke of Apollo 16 and Al Bean of Apollo 12. Al Bean is, he came back and he spent some more time working with Skylab and so forth, and then he decided to become a painter. And he paints mostly Apollo-themed artwork that's just wonderful and wonderfully expressive and scenes that couldn't possibly have ever been seen, but he was there, so he knows what they look like. Charlie Duke, on the other hand, is a very fun-loving, kind of affable, real smart, but he comes off kind of like a country guy, and he's just a blast to talk to, and really, they're both really friendly and warm guys.
Yeah. Did, you know, when you, I'm sure you watched the whole Tom Hanks thing when he put this all together. Did you like his version?
I did, you know, but I knew that I was a geek, so of course I was going to, because I had lived this the first time around when I was about 11 years old and, you know, hung on to every second of the moonwalks that they'd show when they weren't being interrupted by soap operas and so forth, which is kind of hard to believe now. But, you know, I wondered how the average person would respond to it. It did okay, but I think it was a little, you're talking about the show, not the movie,
yeah,
right?
I'm talking about the show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like a little in-depth, and a couple of them got a little obscure. But, I mean, did you ever see a better movie about space than Apollo 13?
No, that was. I think it was the best. I think it was riveting.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable,
yeah.
And I think if there were a younger generation who have no clue about space or the importance of space or what it would be like or any of that kind of stuff, I think they would be just as riveted as the rest of us that are interested in it were.
We hope, you know, occasionally those are the people that wander up after a talk or something and say, so when is it we landed people on Mars? And you got to go, oh, I'm sorry, the moon, not Mars. Oh.
Yeah. No kidding.
Who knew?
Exactly. The moon, going back to the moon, your thoughts on that?
Well, boy, you know, when the 40th anniversary celebration was going on, they interviewed the three guys from Apollo 11, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins. Was I surprised when Aldrin said, well, we really think we ought to go back to Mars? And then Collins kind of agreed, and Armstrong, as usual, stayed quiet. And I'm not going to go up against those guys because they're the gods, you know. But my theory is if we try and adjust that aim now with the moon program already in jeopardy, which it is, once again, that we're just not going to end up going anywhere. So I think just from a practical standpoint, and also because going to the moon helps you learn an awful lot about going on to Mars. We don't really have the stuff yet to go to Mars in most engineers' opinions. We do have the stuff to go to the moon. We can stay there. The longer we stay there, the better we develop our spacesuits, our life support capabilities, all that kind of stuff, and then we can take that next step.
Yeah, you know, Rod, I'm a big fan, obviously, of NASA, and I've got a cousin that works at the Johnson Center and all that kind of stuff, so I'm a little bit geeky when it comes to it. But I'll get callers when I start to talk about it that'll say, oh, Kate, geez, we like the show, but, you know, all that money, why are we pouring all that money down the drain? So the obvious thing to ask is, how has this benefited us for all the exploration, all the things that have happened? What, as far as technology is concerned, has really come about because of those trips?
Well, digital computing as we know it is almost, at least in the form that we use at home, is almost entirely based on the technology that they evolved for Apollo. But I'd back up one more step, because you hear it again and again, oh, we're firing all that money into space. And you get this vision in your mind of the shoveling gold doubloons into the command module and launching it off. And that money spent here on Earth in the U.S., other than defense and weapons, name me one thing that we spend money on that's done entirely here, that's technological. It's all made here. It's all spent here. It creates jobs. It advances technology. And probably most important, it encourages kids to go into science. And it sends money off to colleges and universities that need it for research programs. And suddenly we're technologically strong again instead of lagging behind three or four other major powers. So I think that's even more important than the technology that evolves, although that's important too, obviously.
Yeah, no kidding. And then, you know, the other question that you get asked about all the time, and certainly on a show like this I get asked about it, and we've had people on talking about global warming versus, oh, it's all a hoax, et cetera. I like that giggle in the background. What have we learned about, as far as global warming is concerned because of space technology?
I think they've learned just about everything that can be proven from orbit, except for, is this specifically caused by human activity or not? Depending on who you read, as you know, you hear both sides of that argument. But obviously from orbit, you can exactly measure the melting of the glaciers. You can exactly measure the kind of melting and breaking that's occurring in the Antarctic and in the Arctic, and the shrinking of the ice and weather patterns globally. So you have a wonderful view of that from unmanned satellites and from the shuttle and from the space station. The question is why? You know, is this a cyclical thing across the course of geologic history, or is it something that we caused? When you really, I mean, just my opinion, it has nothing to do with NASA, but if you look at the amount of material that's been put in the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution, you know, that's a lot of volcanic eruptions worth of ash and CO2, so you got to figure that it has something to do with our activity. But is it entirely based on that? We don't know.
Yeah, boy, that's a good way to finish that. We don't know. We're almost out of time, but the shuttle program almost done. Have you ever been to Cape Canaveral? Have you seen one of those puppies lift off?
I did. I saw one shuttle launch, and I went to see STS-127 launch and waited out three non-launches, and finally wandered out to the beach to see the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter take off on an Atlas. That was my consolation prize. But there's nothing quite like a shuttle launch. If we ever get the Ares 5 built, that'll be just as spectacular, right down to the solid rocket boosters. But, you know, if you or anybody you know has a chance to go see a shuttle launch, if you haven't, it's well worth it, because it'll really put a lump in your throat, especially if you can get to the viewing point anywhere from 3 to 5 miles away, which is about where the press box is. The subsonic vibration, you can't even hear the subsonics, but they just come passing through you like freight cars. It's really an amazing thing.
Oh, I've already applied so that I can get that credential, so I like that description. I hope I get there. Hey, you've got a great website. Tell everybody your website.
www.missionstothemoon.com.
Missions to the Moon. Rod, it was a pleasure. Will you come on with us again sometime?
Anytime. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Rod Pilot. Interesting stuff. And talking about space exploration, it's really true. I did apply for a press credential because I would like to see a shuttle launch since the program is almost over with. And if I have to wait it out, and I want to do the America Tonight from there, and wouldn't that be fun? And we'll see if it happens. Of course, we've got a whole year because they've got a whole another year of shuttle launches. Hopefully I can get in on one of those. On the flip side, you can get in. 800-259-5791 will tell you what's up on the day next.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
A couple of days ago that a mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, is trying to stop Muammar Gaddafi from basically pitching a tent in a giant house in that area that is owned by the Libyans, and the mayor wants no part of it because so many families of the Pan Am flight that was blown up over Lockerbie back in 88, so many of those families are from New Jersey. Let's hope that they somehow find a way to block him. I think there's going to be protests and all kinds of stuff if he ends up showing up there. Now, they do flat out own that house. He is coming to New York to speak to the UN, so it might be tough to actually make that happen, but I think that you'll find that many people will be doing circles around that estate with signs and all that other sort of stuff, and good for them, because I can only imagine being a parent of somebody who was blown to bits at 19, 18 years old, coming home for Christmas vacation for what? And it's a sham what the Scottish did, but I don't want to jump on that soapbox again. I've already given you my two cents on that many, many times. So this is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in, you can share your thoughts on any of the stuff that we're talking about anytime. Keep these digits handy, 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. Everybody's trying to put into perspective Ted Kennedy's death. When the news broke on our last show that he had died, at 77 years old, from the brain cancer, it was inevitable that the end was close. President Obama just said that in the little bit that we played you a short while ago. What's interesting is that Kennedy definitely had very liberal views on many, many things and clashed with a lot of people in the Senate for those liberal point of views, particularly your staunch conservatives. But here's the thing about Teddy Kennedy. No matter what you thought about him, from the professional standpoint, from the guys on the Hill, people like this guy. I mean, they genuinely liked him. So you're getting a lot of reaction from many, many Republicans who could, you know, throw a bunch of darts at his back about various things, health care, his personal life, the Chappaquiddick stuff, all that. But of course, they're not doing that. They're talking about his role as a politician and how he was at several points. He did try to reach across the aisle, not on everything, but on a couple of things. And here's what Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, had to say.
I was in a meeting with Ambassador Eikenberry about the future of Afghanistan and what we can do to turn this place around. I've been doing my reserve duty here. I leave this afternoon. I've been here for 8 days, and his assistant came in and said that Senator Kennedy died, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. He was my friend. I think every Republican who was involved in legislation in the Senate would tell you if you could get Senator Kennedy working with you, you had a chance to get your bill passed. He was a liberal's liberal, but he was a man of the Senate, and when they write the history of the Senate, Ted Kennedy's going to be right at the top as one of the most effective senators to ever serve. We worked on immigration together, and he compared that to the civil rights legislation. It was tough legislation. I spent hours in a room with him going line by line. He was good at give and take, and he never asked more of you than you could give. But the truth is, I can't help think about Ted and not smile. I hope we have one hell of a wake in America, that conservatives and independents and Republicans and Democrats and liberals and vegetarians will understand, whether you agreed with him or not, he was a force of nature. He loved his country. He was a flawed human being like the rest of us. But if you're a young liberal, left-of-center politician, you want a role model, look at what he did. He pushed his cause, but he also pushed America's cause. And there's a big vacuum in the Senate right now, and of all the times to lose Ted Kennedy, this is the toughest time because we're just in too many camps. It's hard to reach across the aisle, and Senator Kennedy made it easy to reach across the aisle. And my testament to him will be try to follow in his footsteps, where I'll be a conservative that a liberal can do business with and feel good about it.
Do you have a favorite story?
Oh, there's so many stories in immigration. I mean, this thing fell apart every day. He'd call me at midnight and say, "Now, you need to come in and yell at me tomorrow about this, because I got to give in. I know you need this." Then he'd call me at dinner and say, "Now, I need to yell at you about this." He understood politics, but Republicans would use Ted Kennedy in every campaign commercial throughout the country. Every time there was a congressional race, we tried to make every Democratic candidate be the reincarnation of Ted Kennedy, and he loved that. One of my favorite stories is Senator Fritz Hollings, who was the junior senator in South Carolina for about 36 years, had every commercial in the world linking him to Ted Kennedy during his last campaign. The tradition in the Senate is that your colleague from your home state will walk down and watch you get sworn in. Fritz went over to Ted and said, "I want you to come down when I get sworn in." He says, "Why?" "As far as I'm concerned, you were the other senator from South Carolina," and I got a big chuckle about that. But Republicans love to try to use Ted Kennedy in every election ad. But if you ask Republicans, and if they're honest with you, and I believe most of them will be, there was no better person to do business with. When campaign season was over, if there was a big issue in the Senate, you would expect Senator Kennedy to be right in the middle of it. And I think every Republican would tell you without a doubt that if Ted Kennedy told you something, that's all it took for you to believe it. A handshake from Senator Kennedy was better than a video deposition of most people.
Public.
Well, as we celebrate his life and we talk about his assets and his flaws, the best thing that senators could do is try to understand what made people appreciate him so much. Why would a Republican from South Carolina be saying all these things? Because I got to see him and I understood how he worked and I appreciated what he did for the Senate and the country. So the best thing that could happen from from Senator Kennedy's time in office is other people would want to emulate his ability to get things done. So if the Congress would rededicate itself, and as we celebrate his life, and as we kind of remember all these great stories about Senator Kennedy, we'd rededicate ourselves to trying to emulate what he did, that would be the most effective thing about his legacy. So I'm asking every Republican and Democrat out there, as you say nice things about Senator Kennedy, remember why people respected him, even though they disagreed with him, and try to be more like that. You will get rewarded when your time is over. If people will say the things about you that they're saying about Senator Kennedy, flawed person and all, what a hell of a way to have served your country.
All right, so that's Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina. I let you hear a little bit of that so you could get a sense of what the other side, when I say the other side, what, you know, somebody, as he kept emphasizing, a conservative Republican, and how could he be saying those kind of things? And you heard him mention several times, obviously a flawed human being. And Lindsey Graham said, just like everybody else, but talked about the fact that, hey, whether he did like his policies or whatever, he absolutely tried to get things done. And we can see now, I mean, how many times am I beating up Congress? How many times am I saying that all, in fact, the 3 years I've been on the air doing this, I've said it time and time again, the reason I started doing America Tonight is the frustration over seeing the traffic jam in and around Washington and the fact that it was just a bunch of rhetoric and hot air that seemed to be coming out of D.C. Not seemed to be, definitely was coming out of D.C. And you know, who was doing what? And now, if anything, because it's like two separate teams, and I'm a person who's definitely about smaller government, now the cries for, geez, maybe we need a third party. Not such a bad idea. I'm one of the proponents for that because we see what's happened with the Democrats. We see what's happened with the Republicans. So services for Teddy Kennedy are going to be Saturday morning at a Boston church. And this isn't a surprise. It's going to be buried in the Arlington National Cemetery outside of D.C., obviously. He died Tuesday night, as we told you, in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. He was sick for 15 months with brain cancer. He was 77 years old. So it was, you know, they knew this was happening. It was a question of timing when it was going to happen. And you can imagine how many people are going to end up going to those services. And Obama is going to do one of the eulogies. So the burial is going to take place at 5:00 Eastern at Arlington Cemetery. Again, Arlington Cemetery. And if you're curious about this, because actually I was, but then I remembered Kennedy is eligible for burial at Arlington because of his congressional service, and he was also in the Army, remember, for a couple of years, I want to say 51 to 53 or something like that. But he would be eligible to do that. They met with Kennedy's staff, the Army folks did, at the cemetery a couple of weeks ago, and they already discussed the plans for the burial. His grave site is 95 feet south of the grave of Senator Robert Kennedy. And, you know, of course, Robert Kennedy's grave, if you've ever been there, is steps away from the grave of the other brother, President John F. Kennedy. So this, I'm sure, will be something that will be televised. In the wake of that, now you wonder, too, and this is pretty vital, who is going to take the seat of the longtime senator? Who's going to fill that slot? I mean, this is the first opening that they've had in Massachusetts for a very long time, obviously, the first time in 25 years, an open Senate seat, unheard of. And this, I'm sure there's going to be a fight to replace Kennedy. I mean, Massachusetts, let's face it, is essentially a one-party state. Democrats control the governorship, and certainly they control the congressional seats as well, and they have majorities in both houses of the state legislature. So this could be pretty interesting. Hang with us. More to come on ATN.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries, If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a bite. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
In our Give Me a Break segment here on America Tonight, at least this version of it this hour, oh, it's a good one. Crappy Airways, I mean U.S. Airways, announced a $5 bag fee increase. Now check this out. Follow along on this one. So your first check bag goes from 15 to 20 if you do it online. So, you know, you get the ticket or you pay for it online, it's 20. Well, if you do the normal thing that most people do and you get dropped off hurriedly at the airport, then you have to pay $25, okay? Or, no, it jumps from $25 for the second bag to $30. So the additional $5 is added for the bags checked at the airport. That brings the first bag to $25, the second to $35. Is that crazy or what? So first of all, if you have to fly them, you have no choice. And you only take one bag, then it's at least 20. Unless you wait and get dumped off at the airport, then it's 25. And then there is a $50 fee for the second checked bag on international flights. 55 if you paid at the airport. So, you know, if you fly U.S. Airways, this happens on October 7th. I mean, they are just gouging people. And, you know, American does it, too. They have a fee for checked bags. Continental, Delta, United, they all charge it, right? And the excuse is, well, the price of of gas, of air fuel, what it is, and all the things that are squeezing in air flight and travel, and it's no joke. I think what I'm going to just do from now on is I'll have to get as skinny as I can and wear, like, layers of clothes. So if I wear maybe 3 layers of clothes, that's 3 different outfits I can get to where I'm going and just have all the clothes dry cleaned. Then I don't have to worry about paying the extra fees. Do any members of the studio audience have a reaction to my...
Outrageous!
Where I heard Judge Judy in the audience screaming that it was outrageous. It is outrageous. I agree with you. I'm sorry, it is. They'd be better off to charge something else, but now they're talking about other things that they can get you for, too. There's even, somebody told me about an airline. I wish I could think of the name of it. It's a small, small airline. They don't give you anything to drink. Now, I guess you fly pretty cheaply, but nothing to drink. Not a drop of water. If you're parched, you're choking to death, too bad. No water. No soda. No nothing. And you can't buy it, either. So, Zippo, nothing. I'm stunned by that. Do you think the pilots get water? Look, we have somebody having a heart attack in the back. Can anybody somehow magically produce water? Does anyone know how to make it rain? That would help. Anyway, 800-259-5791. If you have a reaction to Kennedy's death, you can certainly chime in on that one. Or, actually, the bags being raised. I mean, is it fair? Hey, we're in a recession, right? Oh, no, they told us the other day things were bouncing back. Sam, who does not live in the United States but across the border in Montreal, joins us now. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
What do they charge on the airlines up there for bags?
I don't know. I don't fly.
That's what you do. Don't fly. That's the suggestion. Be like John Madden and just get a bus and go by bus.
Yeah, because the last time I flew was with Julie and went down to New York, and they didn't charge us for bags. Because because besides refereeing football, I also umpire softball. So who do I get as my ticket clerk? A guy who pitches on the Air Canada fast pitch softball team.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I whisper in his ear, "You like my strike zone, right?" He goes, "Yeah." "You want to keep on liking it?" "Yeah." He said, "I'll waive the baggage fee." I went, "Okay. That's the best you can do." He goes, "Yeah, I know you want to fly for free, but, you know, hey, we all got to make a living."
Yeah, no kidding. That's good.
Yeah, anyway, first of all, my condolences on what I think was a great statesman. That's what Prime Minister Harper called him, great statesman.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Yeah. I said this before, even if it's like Lindsey Graham said, if you completely disagreed with every bloody thing that he voted on and wanted and everything else,
right,
at least from the point of view of trying to work it out, like back in the old days when a Republican and a Democrat could disagree but still go and have drinks, he was
right.
One of those guys.
Okay. No, because I was also watching TV. Here he is. He grew up with money coming out of, you know, six ways from Sunday, and yet from what people were saying, he was for the working man as well. So, you know,
absolutely.
To me that is a sign of a great politician.
Well, here's the thing. I was trying to say this yesterday because, you know, we had a caller and a couple callers who went off on the Chappaquiddick thing and all that,
right,
and the personal huge flaws, which of course you can't deny it is disgraceful what happened there. No doubt. Absolutely.
Right.
He wasn't
right.
Prosecuted, the whole thing, but. You know, the bottom line is exactly that. The bottom line is he could have not gone into politics and just been a millionaire hanging out, spending the money that daddy made with the booze and the other
yeah.
activities that he had. He didn't have to do that. He could have lived on dividends.
Right. But I guess you think maybe daddy pushed him?
Because I think it's like Prescott Bush pushed his family into politics. I mean,
right.
That just was what you were supposed to do. And I think that was the same thing with Joe Kennedy. He was the guy that wanted them all to be in politics.
Oh, okay. I mean, go figure. The funny part is, you mentioned Chappaquiddick. My nephew, Joseph, you heard me mention him a couple of years ago. He wants to be a history teacher. So what I do with him is I mix sports and political history, and I ask him to guess the year. Like, I use... For example, Canada beats the Soviets in the Super Series. The Oakland A's win their first World Series. Trudeau wins a minority government. Boston wins their second Stanley Cup. You know, wins the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. And he has to guess the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he thought, he goes, 1972. I said, how'd you know? He said, when he said Canada beat the Soviets.
That is a pretty dead giveaway of all the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, but that, but not, you know, and well, you know, and then you know, I'll mention, you know, then I mentioned Trudeau wins a majority. Oakland A's win their third World Series. Philadelphia, and you're probably going, yay, win their first Stanley Cup. He goes, 1974. You know, and because you mentioned Chappaquiddick, I said, okay, the Expos join Major League Baseball. The Canadians win another Stanley Cup. Ho hum. Ottawa wins the Grey Cup. Vietnam War is escalating. Man lands on the moon. 1969. So, you know, he's a mixture of sports and history with him. So, you know.
So that he gets it.
Yeah.
That's good.
He inherited that from his father's side of the family, not our side of the family.
That's okay. You'll take it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Sam, thanks.
Take care.
A good night. All right. I want to finish up this story. The State Department is now saying that they're trying to talk to the Libyans about next month's visit, Muammar Gaddafi's visit to New York, right? And what the latest is, they're trying to figure out a compromise over the plans to pitch a Bedouin tent on the grounds of that mansion in New Jersey, in a suburb of New Jersey, in Inglewood is where it is, during his visit to jump in on the United Nations General Assembly. Gaddafi last week permitted, of course, that welcome for al-Megrahi, which infuriated so many of us. He's the guy convicted of the bombing of the Pan Am Flight 103, as I mentioned before. He's released by the Scottish authorities, that whole compassionate medical grounds nonsense. So now, besides the mayor of Inglewood, you have both senators from Jersey, Frank Lautenberg and Bob Menendez, who both wrote the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, asking her to restrict Gaddafi to the area of the city surrounding the United Nations headquarters, not even wanting them in New Jersey whatsoever. Because of the families, but here's the problem, because of the families that live in New York, they also lost members too. So you've got New York and New Jersey with a heavy, heavy loss of life back in 88 because of that bombing, and so they don't want him either. So why doesn't he just not come? Why doesn't he just fly in, do his deal, and then leave? Forget about pitching the Bedouin tent, please. Flip me an email, americatonight.net.
I say, go away, boy, you bother me.